Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. As I'm looking at the episode number here, maybe this will be interesting to you, but this is episode number 1465. I have said 1,465 prayers. That's a lot of prayers. And so that makes me excited. Come February 1st, we will be celebrating 4 years of Pray Every Day, which is super interesting and cool. And I just give God all the glory. So thank you so much for being a listener. If you want to record a little message of how the podcast has been helpful to you, you can go to marydemuth.com, and at the upper right hand corner you'll see this little microphone where you can record a message, and so you can record it up to 5 minutes, and we will play those on that February 1st episode. So thanks in advance for doing that. All right, today I'm reading from Proverbs 12 verses 15 through 28, and this is what it says. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who is wise listens to counsel. A fool shows his annoyance on the same day, but one who overlooks an insult is prudent. He who is truthful testifies honestly, but a false witness lies. There is one who speaks rashly like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise heals. Truth's lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only momentary. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but joy comes to the promoters of peace. No mischief shall happen to the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. Lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh, but those who do the truth are his delight. A prudent man keeps his knowledge, but the hearts of fools proclaim foolishness. The hands of the diligent ones shall rule, but laziness ends in slave labor. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a kind word makes it glad. A righteous person is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The slothful man doesn't roast his game, but the possession of diligent men are prized. In the way of righteousness is life. In its path there is no death. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for all of this wisdom that we so desperately need. I really love this verse in 26, and I have not always exemplified it, Lord. And so I just pray you would teach me what it means. It says a righteous person is cautious in friendship, meaning we don't just plow right in. And as I look back on some of my, just a couple, I didn't have a lot of these, but a couple of predatory friendships, I just ran in blindly, and I did not see the warning signs because I was kind of wooed in. And so, Lord, instead of that, I pray that you give us caution, that you would help us to be slow in trusting our hearts to another person, because our hearts is the wellspring of life. That's what holds everything. And so we don't want to throw our pearls before swine. So help us to know when to be cautious when we're pursuing a friend, and to really know those warning signs and to heed them instead of just make excuses for them. Give us that kind of discernment, I pray. And Lord, thank you for all this wisdom that comes to us today. Again, we're seeing just this beauty of flourishing and roots and all of that. And so, of course, I pray for more of that. I love that you say he who is wise listens to counsel. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd make us teachable today, that we would be people who not only are willing to say hard things to others with love and kindness and respect, but that we would be recipients of that same kind of counsel. I remember being in a relationship where the person only wanted to counsel me and wanted to kind of reaffirm that I was broken. But the moment I began to push a little bit back and say, hey, here's some areas I see in your life, then I was cut off. And so we want that reciprocation in friendship where it can go both ways. Lord, also, I love verse 16, one who overlooks an insult is prudent. Lord, I know that my first reaction when insulted is to retaliate and to defend and to get all upset and have my heart race and all those kind of things. Every single time I've gotten an email like that, when I've responded immediately, I always regret it. So Lord, I pray that you would help us to stop, to consider it and to overlook it. Of course, this is not the same as overlooking an entire pattern of abuse, but just in one insult, we can overlook it and move on. I think our hearts will be a lot happier if we do that. So help us do that today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels you can support the podcast at, for as little as $1 a month. If this has been a blessing to you and you want to sow into what God is doing here and help with paying for all the work that Kristen does for me and, of course, William, who's the amazing engineer of this podcast, I would just so appreciate it. And thank you to all of you who support the podcast. And, of course, thanks to all of you who pray for it. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.